are the Joe and Alex Show. It's a Monday Music Marathon, which means we got no commercials going all morning along as we do the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, by the way, Murder Monday is coming up in about 25 minutes. Alex, I know you always work hard on that. Like, that's your whole weekend. I mean, I'm sure you have some kind of a life, but what can we expect for Murder Monday around like 9:30, 8:30 Central?
The vampire rapist. This is a unique one because throughout the story, you're not really sure if he actually did or didn't murder anyone.
All right, cool. It's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. I saw this and the whole thing was kind of advice you thought was useless until you actually tried it. And I wanted to just kind of narrow it down to what's the best advice you ever got, whether you thought it was useless or not. 833-JOE-ALEX. Think about it. Maybe mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, a mentor, even a friend might have given you some good advice. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Does anybody, before I share the things that I found, does anybody in the room, Alex, Liv, Porkchop, you got any good advice that anybody gave you or no? Sorry, try your mic right there. My advice, turn your mic on.
Yeah, so my parents, my sister always used to give me this as advice, probably from when I was like in eighth grade, I would say until probably like last year. They always said get, you know, like 8 hours of sleep a night. Like, make sure you get enough sleep.
And have you ever done that?
I don't think I've like ever done that in my life before. And I get normal sleep and you'll actually see like the benefits. You won't be cranky. You won't be like tired. You'll feel better. You'll feel more energized. Your brain won't be as foggy and everything like that. And I never, ever, ever listened to them until probably like 2 years ago. And turns out they were right.
So you have been able to get it and it made a difference.
Like, I tried it for a while and it did make a difference, but like, it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, with this job, we have to get sleep because when you try to wake up this early and you have to put in all this energy, because we can't just sit here and, you know, sit at our computer desk silently. You really have to be energetic. Right. And so if you don't have enough sleep, like, you will suck at this job.
Yeah. And so, and like, even like when I was in college, I would literally get like 2 hours of sleep because I would be studying. And then like the next night I would like go out. And like party
horrible.
Until like 4 a.m.
That's Liv right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's go to Renee this morning calling in on the Joe and Alex Show. Renee, what's the advice?
Good morning. The best advice that I got was take ownership of the reactions that you get because it's the delivery that causes the reaction.
Ooh, that's something I need to do. I get bad reactions when I deliver, I think. Is that safe to say, room? Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay,
My granddad was a sales guy. I'm a sales guy now, so it's really helped with our successful sales career.
What are you hawking? What are you selling?
I sell hotels, so it's just really about, you know, there's hotels everywhere, but it's just how you deliver it.
Do you need us to stay in a bedroom to make sure it works?
Absolutely. Yeah, that works every time.
All right, cool. We'll be a bed tester for you. You guys don't mind sharing like twins, right? Me and Porkchop will have one. You and Liv can have the other.
Yeah, right. Dude, no. There was this girl that I met the other day, and she has two twin beds pushed together to make one normal size bed.
Doesn't she fall in the crack?
That's what I would think.
I never
that has to be
that.
Uncomfortable.
Middle of the night, you're like drunk. You're like, oh.
I bet it's horribly uncomfortable.
Here's some other ones I found. See if you like these or you're late to them. Somebody said, you can't please everyone and that's okay. I used to be emotionally exhausted and stressed all the time because I wanted everyone to like me. Ever since I heard those words, my anxiety went down. I'm a people pleaser. If somebody doesn't like me, I'm like, well, what can I do to make them like me? I feel like Porkchop's the same way.
Oh, yeah, you don't say.
You think Porkchop is more that way or Joe?
I think Porkchop is more of a people pleaser, but I think it affects me more than him. Like, it gives me more anxiety. Porkchop never seems anxious to me.
You don't think? See,
he's
I think
a worrier.
The
There's a difference between anxiety and worrying, I think.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. I think worry is less.
Constantly worrying.
Yeah.
But I think anxiety is worse. Would you not agree or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it goes anxiety, like worry, anxiety, stress, like anger.
Do you think that you have anxiety, Porkchop, or you just worry?
Oh, not at all. I do not have anxiety.
So you just are a worry wart.
I guess you could say so, yeah.
Or as he says, I'm safe but sorry.
If you find out that somebody doesn't like you, how long does that bother you? An hour or like for weeks?
Oh, definitely not for weeks. I'd forget about it. I'd say maybe an hour.
What do you think, Joe? Is yours an hour, days, weeks?
Oh, somebody say it again. I'm sorry.
If you find out somebody doesn't like you.
Oh, it never goes away. I got to fix that.
For years?
Yeah, I'm like, why don't they like me? What did I do to them? And then you have to realize, like, you didn't do anything.
That stresses me out.
Like, do you feel the same way?
How long does it take you when you figure out someone doesn't like you?
Probably like a week.
Yeah, okay. That's
how fair. Do you get over that then? Like if
I just forget about it, just letting
it go. You cram other stuff in your head?
Yeah, I mean, you're in everyday life, you have other things going on, so you just focus on something else.
Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's that advice?
It was from a church member, and she told me, taste my words before I spit them out.
Ooh.
Like, think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Why do I feel like Alex Live and Porkchop lined up all these calls and they're all directed at me?
If you feel that way, you're getting convicted on your own. Yeah. That's not us.
We didn't have any doing in this, sir. So
sure.
If you're feeling a little like guilty, yeah, that's on you.
You wanted to do this topic. This is your idea.
I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. Hey, thank you, Christina, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I like this one. I think this is something my mom used to tell me around about. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. So mm-hmm. don't half-butt it. You know what I mean? Like, do your work. Do it right. If you're going to do it. Otherwise, don't do it at all. And I figured like this is something Liv the Web Girl's mom would tell her. Try the natural remedy. For example, they said somebody told them, like, no, try hot honey and lemon when you have a cold or a sore throat. And
ooh.
They swear by it, saying it does work.
Potatoes in your socks when you're sick.
What?
If you slice a potato and you put a sliced potato in your sock and go to sleep, when you wake up, you will be 100% better, and the potato slice will be black because it absorbed all your sickness.
Okay, here's the thing. I can never tell.
That's so gross.
I can never tell with Alex if she's actually telling the truth or not.
It is the truth.
Wait, so you've actually been sick, and
yes,
you've tried a potato in your sock.
Yes.
I was literally so sick all last week, felt like death, had to come
into
work.
It'll take the flu.
How come you didn't tell me this last week, Alex?
I don't know, because you
were
never
you
listen to me.
Sabotaging?
Listen to this. This mom even does it with her kids. She says, my son had a little cold, so I put potatoes in his socks around 8 or 9 at night. He didn't cough once throughout the night, woke up 100% better, totally cured the cold, and he went to school the next day.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
You just want to hear the song.
Potatoes.
And put them in my socks.
I'm showing them a picture.
Oh, that is disgusting. No,
it's just a potato.
No,
it absorbed the toxins.
Gross.